Blog Talk Radio.
With Janine and Ingram, and we're going to get started with a song with Diane Reeves, Testify.
Whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you planned them, but I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. Carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just wanna testify. I gotta testify. I just wanna testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. So sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't regret a single yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, I just want to testify. My mind is strong. I just got to testify. I can see, I can see. I just want to testify. Amazing grace saved my life. I got to testify. Oh, 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 oh. Testify, testify.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janie and Ingram. And today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're going to get, this song is just want to come on, y'all. Let's do what it do. And then we're going to get ready to pray.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your consuming fire, fill this tabernacle, purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place, bring new life within us, send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts, serene. Oh, breathe. Oh, shower down. Anybody needing a shower? Within me, yeah.
Wow, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram, and that was Joshua Rogers right here on The Love Journey. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit, known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Wow. God is good. And as we begin to prepare ourselves to center our mind and center our thoughts, preparing ourselves to center on the breath, recognizing there's power in the breath, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family, breathe. So in this right now moment, we're going to take in a deep breath in through our nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Release through the mouth, family. I want you to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. I want you to breathe, family, breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, "I am so grateful." And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, "I am so grateful." And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, "Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful." And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold a thought form, "I am so grateful. Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience." Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." Slow, complete exhale. "Grateful I am." Again, a long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." And a slow, complete exhale. "Grateful I am." And breathe and experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers, and give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale, and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed. Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Good morning. You tuned into the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram. Today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're going to hear a little Reverend Light before we call in our very own Chastity. He said, you got to sanctify your mind. Listen to this for 3 minutes.
Place your hand in a receptive position now, and let's sanctify your mind and sanctify your consciousness. Get everything out of there that can't stand money. And by the way, that's interesting. Do you know, I've had people walk out of my prosperity seminars. You know, frankly, you know, everybody can't stand prosperity. And there, as I said, a lot of highly religious people. In California, one very highly religious lady walked out. She said, I just can't stand to hear that man talking about money. You know, if money bothers you, it's because there's something wrong with you. And I'll tell you deeper what it means. It means that you feel you really feel a condemnation because you don't have it. And you don't want to admit that you really want it. You're lying to yourself. Let me hear you say, stop lying to myself. And you see, that's one of the things, and I think there's a chapter on it. Somebody's going to tell me where it is. Don't be indifferent to money. Let me hear you say, don't be indifferent to money.
Don't be indifferent to money.
You can't have an indifferent attitude. Your attitudes will draw money to you or kick it away from you. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Down there in that deeper subconscious. That's why you got to clean it out. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And may the words of my
mouth
and the meditation of my
heart
be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So now we're going to have a cleansing of the heart, a cleansing of the subconscious, and get rid of all of these old ideas about money is evil and people who have money are evil. You know, the fact of the matter is, I know more evil people who don't have money than evil people who've got money. I'm telling you, you know, if you got a house full of children and it's cold, and the marshal is coming to put you out because you can't pay your rent, you can get real evil. Even now, when I find myself working and forgetting to eat, and then all of a sudden I discover that I'm hungry, and some member of my staff will come in and ask me a question, I said, get out of here, don't bother me until you bring me something to eat. I don't want to get evil, so just go bring me something to eat. All right, let's have this cleansing of negative ideas about money. Right here and right now.
Right here and
right now.
I dig out all of the negative ideas about money.
I forgive myself of all negative ideas about money.
Of all negative ideas that has kept money away from me.
I absolve money
of all accusation of evil.
I absolve money from all accusation of evil.
I forgive myself for criticizing people who have money. From now on. I will bless every sign of money.
I will bless everybody.
Who looks successful and prosperous. So it is.
I release the demons of negative belief that have kept money from me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Go!
All right. That was Reverend Ike right here on the Love Journey, family. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And today is, you know what it is, Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I'm going to play her music, y'all. Y'all know who's coming in. Let's play her music.
Let's do it. held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let no.
Greetings. In this record.
Well, good morning, family. This computer doing what they want to do. We was about to do an abundance affirmation. Go ahead on, phone. Good morning, Chastity.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I was like, what's that?
That's one of my abundance affirmations. Money is flowing forever freely into my life. There's always a divine surplus.
Yes, God. Yes.
Well, how you feel this morning, Miss Chastity Wells? How you feel?
Hey, listen, it's only one way to feel on Friday. It's only one way to feel on Friday, baby. It is Happy Friday. Love you, love
Happy.
Journey. I'm super excited about today. I'm excited about us moving on in our book and concluding in our great book of Overcoming Under Earning, our five-step plan with Barbara Stanny. So I am super excited because it is Friday, family, and definitely it is a great time just to be alive and just to be grateful to be alive in spite of everything else that goes on around us in our world. So just in case anybody else who watches the news or anything else, I know everybody keeps sending me text messages. We are fine down here in Atlanta. Nobody has gotten hurt from what I understand with our freeway. So thank you, everyone, for your love and support. But just to put that out there, just so we don't still be asking me that, because I still have people texting me right now the very next day, and I'm like, hey, I'm actually alive. So, you know, we are all good down here in ATL. So I'm excited about us concluding on our book, and I guess we'll have to start talking about Janine, too. The next book that we are going to get, because I guess everybody probably needs to start ordering it too.
All right. You want to talk about it?
I guess we could at the end of this, but I just wanted to put it back out there that we probably need to, because I forgot that we have not said anything in regards to it on the line, and we probably need to start making time for other people to start actually purchasing the book. So, definitely, let's pick back up and recap a little bit about what we talked about last week. We talked last week on our call to action, And this was pretty awesome last week, all the things that we talked about in Chapter 9. Because remember, we talked about action and becoming are one. Think big, act small, and never, ever stop until you attain your goal, no matter what. And I remember I highlighted that, and I really wanted us to just remember and just hold on to that. Making financial success. Uh-oh.
Did that person?
We can hear you.
Janine, can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, sorry about that, because I heard the lady say thank you to me.
So I guess I had pressed the button with my ear or something. I apologize about that. If anybody else was like, thank you, what's happening? So, yeah, I guess I had pressed the button, pressed pound or something. Nevertheless, so making financial success a habit, it takes concentration on a regular basis. By combining the outer work and the inner work, we can definitely and efficiently replace old habits with new ones. But it does take conscious forced repetition on a regular basis. Some of the things that we talked about also on creating the habit of respecting money is every day read something about money. Remember we talked about that, family? Every day read something about money. Whether it's subscribing to Wall Street Journal, watch something every night on PBS Business News. Every week have a conversation about money. Something that we're doing here on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I mean, and then think about how far we've actually come, because I know that this was like a struggling block for everyone, for a lot of people, when we first started doing this, because nobody even wanted to talk about money. But this is actually one of her steps that she talks to us about. It's every week have a conversation about money. It's amazing how willing people are to discuss money and how much you can learn from them. Every month, save, family, save. Automatically have money transferred from your checking account or a paycheck to your savings account or a market fund. It doesn't matter how much, even if it's only $5 a month. Remember, I even shared the story about how I got started even with investing in my 401k and just different things like that. And it was a struggle to even just start with $25 a paycheck. It really was. But it just became a habit after a while. And then after I learned how to live without the $25, I learned to do more and more and more. And then it became a challenge. Not a challenge, but it became just like an exciting game that I started to play with myself. So I challenge us all just to be in that moment and trying it. So those are some of the things that we actually talked about. We did an exercise on daily, just doing it, being committed to the daily ritual, which is commitment, action, and reflection. Commitment is each day decide what you're going to do on the list. Action. Just do it, Janine. Number three, reflection. Think about what you did or didn't do. And I think that's been one of my biggest things that I've done this week is a lot of reflection. Like, I've applied many things and having a commitment to do it, but the reflection, thinking about what I did and I didn't do, whether I did it or some of the things, or like one or two things that I did not do, and just reflecting, why didn't I make time for myself to show up in those areas, to do what I said I wanted to do? So I think that's really awesome, just to really mull over your answers, write it down in your journal, discuss it with a friend, discuss it with us here on the Love Journey. The whole point of it is not to judge or berate your lack of, but to get insight into your resistance. Uncovering the root of your resistance will dramatically expedite the process. Repeat the ritual the next day, at least once a week. Check in with a buddy or here with us on the Love Journey. So we all can go over it together and really talk about these different things. So just to highlight some of the things that we really did go over is just making sure that we're thinking big, act small, and never, ever give up. Small steps consistently taken will take you to the next level in earning. The whole point is to turn the five steps into a habitual behavior of practicing them daily. Our conversation with ourselves that we left off with was, can you see how your habits have gotten you to this point? I had to admit that I did. What new behaviors would you rather be displaying? On a scale of 1 to 10, family, how committed are you to this 30-day program? If your commitment level is below a 10, why? What could possibly get in the way of overcoming under-earning? Looking back at what you've read, how would you sum up the most important points? I just say, even for myself, I took up this whole page. I even wrote on the side of the page, across the page, and all the way from the top to the bottom. So there was so much that I even wanted to express, and I even still journal a little bit more. There are costs and risks to a program of action, but they are far less than the long-range risks and costs of comfortable inaction. So let me read that again, because that's a quote by the late President J.F. Kennedy. There are costs and risks to a program of everybody's so scared of action, but they are far less than the long-range risk and cost of comfortable inaction. I thought that was really powerful for us to really pick back up on, Janine, right there, because It goes back to the very important thing that we talked about earlier in these latter chapters is, a lot of times people don't like looking at investment and things like that because they're scared of the loss. But inaction is the greatest way to experience loss all the way around. Not changing, not doing what you say you want to do is a guaranteed way to lose. So I just really wanted us to remind everyone in regards to that.
And then today, we're going to pick back up on chapter 10, where we're going to put it together. And this is Tammy's story. She said, when she left the workshop, I remember going down the elevator thinking, why didn't anyone tell me this 20 years ago? How different my life would be.
Don't we all feel that way?
I'm like, hey, I would have even took it 10 years ago. I don't even need a full 20. Just wind me back 10 years. I'd be all right with 10. So, in the beginning, let's talk about Tammy's story. Tammy was a heavyset 38-year-old woman who wore black rimmed glasses and long hair swept back in a ponytail. She came to my Overcoming Under Earning workshop for the same reason most people do. She was geared up to go to the next level, but didn't know how to get there. I was tired of struggling so hard, tired of having so little, and really tired of always needing to scale back. I wanted to retrieve my life. I wanted more for my daughter. Where is someone like me? Tammy had hit rock bottom, physically and financially. I've been very ill for years, several major surgeries. Our income went down to nothing, so did our quality of life. We had to make major adjustments, scale way back. After being ill, I knew I couldn't keep working this way and this hard and have so little. When what we want seems so far away, you wonder if it's even worth it to try to meet. But the timing of the workshop was perfect. I was feeling good for the first time in 15 years. Tammy and her husband own a Seattle area landscaping maintenance firm, which has suffered terribly during Tammy's illness. Family. Once she was healthy, she went back home with her husband. She had also started a holiday crafts business, hoping to further boost the family's income. Still, her finances were floundering. I have read lots of books about money, but nothing helped. So she really started having to get clear about some real truths in her life. One of the things that they pointed out in this book, too, is do anyone feel stuck, right? Because timing is everything. If you're experiencing difficulty overcoming under earning, perhaps you're not quite ready. Perhaps more pressing issues, such as the ones below, need to be addressed first. If you suspect that that's the case, family, I highly recommend personal counseling. So if you have health issues that are impeding you from overcoming under earning, seek personal counseling. If you have relationship problems that are stopping you from overcoming under earning, you must seek personal priority or motivation. Your comfort motive is stronger than your profit motive. Absence of the click, knowing you're worthy. Because remember, that's what all of this is about. That we talked about in the beginning of the book. It's just knowing that you're worth it, knowing that I'm worth it, knowing that you're worth it to me, knowing that we're all worth it in our journey family. So if you're absent of that part of the click of the story, Barbara Stanley is recommended personal counseling. However, I understand the importance of getting back centered and getting back to the middle and reminding yourself and telling yourself how much you love yourself. Because then in that moment, you'll realize that it is possible that you are worth it. So, the truth clears the way. I never realized how many of the things that I thought about money were wrong, Tammy explained during her interview with the workshop. Like, I thought all wealthy people were greedy and that it was bad to want money.
I know that that was something that everybody, a lot of people struggle with here on this time. I know a lot of people struggle with that on the call when we originally started talking about that, because a lot of people did feel like that wealthy people were greedy and that it was bad to want money. Part of it was sitting in a room with all the people and all other women who had considered themselves having very respectful jobs. We came from different backgrounds, different generations, but they were struggling with the same things I struggle with. They were feeling the same way I was, she confessed, Janine. I saw it, and it didn't matter if you were making $3 an hour or $300 an hour. You could climb as high as you wanted. No one could stop you. When we did the ceiling exercise, remember we did that, family? Where you could close your eyes and write down how you'd be feeling with different amounts of money, I was stunned that I had stopped at a certain point and I couldn't go any further. That shows the point that the inner work does immediately open your eyes. The idea that you set your own ceiling because of the work you place on yourself, that you limit yourself just by how you feel, was astounding. I never believed that I could have more than just enough to support myself. Suddenly, my vision grew. I thought I knew what I did. What if I did actually make $250,000? I began to feel like money wasn't such a formidable thing after all. I thought that was awesome, really just to remind us about the importance of the ceiling work. That's why I really wanted to read it again, because I was going to try to just pull certain things out of it, but I just really wanted to read it again because I really wanted to remind every person on the call, including myself, Janine, the importance of doing the inner work, the importance of doing the ceiling exercise and imagining ourselves, because we went over that in a previous chapter, just on how much money, how it felt if we made $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, a quarter million. And just going back over the different resistance that we felt as we talked about those different numbers. And if you already made a certain amount of money, it was easy for you to see yourself making that amount of money. But if you had not made that money, how comfortable were you seeing yourself making that type of money? And I think that that was the awesome part in regards to it. Because then you're able to see that we're setting our own limits, and that's where we're really showing up at, because we're setting our limits. And we have to remember that telling the truth also means acknowledging your strengths. I also knew that I was terrible with money because my mother told me I was. She always said, "Why should I give you an allowance when you're so bad with money and you'll blow it on something stupid anyway?" The truth was, the part of the reason I wasn't managing money well was because I didn't give myself credit for the money I was managing. My God. Sitting in the workshop, I saw all these other women who had corporate jobs and huge incomes who couldn't manage their money either. So imagine, these people had corporate jobs making a heck of a lot of money and they weren't doing any better than her. I realized that maybe I'm not as bad as I thought, and I had a homeschooled my daughter, run the house, done the budget, managed my husband's company, and this 12th grade dropout taught herself how to do payroll. So maybe I wasn't as bad at business as I thought I was. Once I gave myself credit, instead of focusing on what I did wrong, something clicked. Remember the aha clicked moment. My work was worth more because I was worth more. And that's the important part of having that click moment, is understanding that, family, we deserve to overcome under-earning for the simple reason of we deserve more, if not for no other reason. Her husband, Terry, saw the change in his wife immediately. He, too, was affected. She came home all motivated and excited. The workshop empowered her, gave her more ambition. I'm not fast to accept stuff. It takes me a while to get in the mode, but I like the things she was saying. It was like there was a whole new world of opportunity out there. Terry reclaimed her own background. The only thing I learned about money from my parents, and they weren't a great example, I never really knew there was another way. However, she was able to learn there was another way. So I'd really love for us to kind of talk about that as we continue to talk about just different things here in conclusion of the book, in preparation for our next book, and then we'll talk about that too at the end of the book. But just talking about the truth that clears the way, what are some of the truths that you actually had to deal with that actually started clearing the way? Was it some of the rituals that you went over the weekend? Anything that sparked you between last Friday and this Friday? Like I said, family, some of the things that I've really had to deal with is not only the action or the commitment, because I do that. I'm honest with you all. I'm that girl. People can tell you about those different things. Other people on the call can tell you about it. Even recently in my own life, I've committed to more action and just different areas of my own personal life that I wanted to show up more. But that's not the deepest part for me. The deepest part always for me is the reflection, is to go back and really reflect, where did I pick up these different masks, these different behaviors, and to evolve and to release that old part of myself that no longer serves me in this part of my life. So I'm actually able to not only invest more in myself, but also show up on the planet a lot greater. So I would love to hear how these different exercises or diving out of your old self to your new self has been working for you. What truth has cleared the way for you? Press star 6 or press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? For me, what came up for me, Chastity, in doing this again, is really seeing that a lot of the work for me is not believing in a hard work consciousness. You know, like when I worked a job, I believed that I deserved X amount of dollars. So I went in and I was getting my raises. And I was always looking at what I could do to get more money. What can I do to, you know, raise my salary? How can I move around and get, you know, 6 figures or whatever? And I realized in a space of that magnitude, meaning when I was going to a job, you know, I was always thinking about getting what I supposed to get, 6 figures or whatever, right? But when it came to learning the process of that I could really earn money with my gifts and talents, that was a different space of energy for me. Like, well, how much do you charge? You know, and then when I raised my rates, and I don't even, you know, it just really tripped out. This process of changing from a hard work consciousness where you're working for someone else or being in someone else's space to really developing the skills to manage your money in your own space where, you know, and saying, okay, well, I know I deserve X amount of dollars because I'm providing the skill. But what it took for me to do is learn to value what I gave and see it as valuable. That was a different kind of energy in this space for me. That's what, for me, I don't even know if I really articulated it well, because I was cool in an environment where I was going to somebody else's job and I knew I wanted to make X amount of dollars. But it's different when I started my coaching practice and workshops. You know, it just was so different. And valuing what I knew I was supposed to get paid.
Yeah. I think that's powerful, though. I really think that's powerful. And whether a person is really working in a corporate job or accepting a job that they know they deserve more, right? Because as we've talked about even earlier in this book, women often take jobs where we know we deserve more, right? Taking a job for $15 and you knew you really wanted to start off at $25 or $30 an hour, right? Women are very susceptible of doing that. Not saying that the brothers don't do it, but again, we're just talking about, you know, the ratio of numbers. And then even talking about the leap of being self-employed and then putting your own rates out there, or even being crazier than that, Janine, like you was,
raising your race, wow. So that takes a lot of growth, because it's like it doesn't matter how great every last one of us say you are and how many transformational things that you see, even in your own work, it does take a higher level of belief in oneself to put it out there that you deserve more. So I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really interesting process. So the first time when I had raised my rates and somebody had asked me my price, I was like, oh, wow. I was like, wow, this is crazy, girl. This is crazy. And what was really interesting when I sat and thought about, I've paid $5,000 for a class or $3,000 for workshops. And then to think about all the information that you've paid for to transfer and how that transfer in the information that you're delivering or articulating in your practices, you know you're worth it. But and then this is what really sealed the deal, to hear Tony Robbins say he takes 4 clients a year, he coaches 4 clients every year, and for $1 million. I was like, wow. Now, to position yourself to coach 4 clients a year for $1 million. I was like, wow.
And that's all I'm taking on is 1 a quarter.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Wow. To get to that point.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Did somebody say happy birthday? Oh, happy Friday. Okay.
Happy
I say happy Friday.
Yeah, this is Deborah. Exactly. I'll be brief.
Can you hear me?
So I talked.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like somebody else is talking, too. I'm sorry, Deborah.
I think that's your mom.
Oh, I thought her mother. Is someone else trying to speak? I'll let them go ahead.
I'll be brief. Yeah, because I'm getting ready to get out of here. So I just wanted to add something to the conversation about, just for me, that fear of talking about money and Fridays, I wouldn't even get on the call sometimes. And I started noticing that about myself. And so I would just, I could be on the call all week long and then wouldn't get on Fridays. So I started noticing that about myself. And oh, you need to change that. So we'd just get on. And things... I have Barbara Stanley's second, it may not be her second book, but one of her books. I had that other one that we just finished 10 years, 11 years ago, went through that. And so still made some changes, but hadn't changed my mindset about certain things. And so what I wanted to share is that I said a couple of weeks back that I had started putting aside just $10 every time I got some money, $10. And I decided, and I think somebody said here, maybe one of you, I decided to change that to 10%. Okay, so I tithe to someone 10% of whatever comes in, and I tithe or started tithing really to myself. And so, but the biggest change I had to make was how I thought about money and its value or how it makes me feel. But let me put it this way. Instead of the money come in and I think, okay, I'll go shopping. I'll go somewhere and buy me a nice pocketbook. Oh, I love pocketbooks. So I'll go somewhere and I'll, or buy me just a nice dress or whatever. I stopped thinking that way. I just stop thinking that way. I don't go in, like if I'm with someone and they're going in the store, even if it's a supermarket, and I'm like, I'm good. I'll sit right here. I'll wait in the car because I like to buy food. I like to buy anything that I think is going to make me feel good. But guess what? I also like the feeling that I got when a couple of weeks ago, I upped my membership. I changed my membership, my gym membership, and they charged me twice, and nothing crazy happened in my account because I had the money there. I also like that feeling. You know what I'm saying? So I like that feeling more. And so now when money comes in, I'm excited about, oh, how much I get to put to me, how much I get to tithe to someone, how much I get to put aside. And that's what excites me now. I'm not excited about buying a new pocketbook. It's like I had to change my mindset about, and it feels, and I'm going to tell you, it flows into other aspects of your life for real, because that feeling of total uncertainty about if something just comes into my account, $5 that, you know, somebody charged me and I didn't know it was coming and it's going to create havoc, that's just not a good feeling to walk around in the world, you know, with that feeling. But to know that you have some cushion and you're building on that, it's such a beautiful, beautiful feeling. And I just love this feeling. And I noticed as a result of me being a better steward over my money, more money is coming. People give me money. People are still giving me birthday money. And my birthday was February 19th. You know, and so it's like it's something that shifts within me, causing the universe and causing God to say, okay, you're ready. I see you're taking care of some business. You're doing your part. And the other thing that I did, I started this thing called Stash, online investing, you know, and I said, okay, I'll try that. And I just said, every Monday, I'll put at least $5 in it, just $5, like you said, Chastity, just $5. Every Monday, just fun. Okay, we'll do that. And so what I'm excited about is how I feel more than anything, you know, and to watch money accumulate, and then it's like, okay, now I'm doing that. What else can I do? Oh, yeah, read some more about money. Learn more about money. Listen to Reverend Ike. Okay, yeah, you don't have to have that additional loaf of bread, or I don't even buy bread, so I don't even know what I'm talking about. But I, you know what I mean. I just like you can eat the food that you got at home instead of just something that is all. It's an addiction, that spending. It's something about it, and for some of us, myself, I can speak for me. It wasn't even always about what I was buying. It was. It was stuff I liked, food and pocketbooks, but it was still just something that said, go in there and buy something. And I have to change. I had to say, no, no, thank you. I'm not going in there. I'm going to sit in the car, or I'm not even going there. I'm just going to I'm going to do something different. And if over time, instead of me resorting to that default place of just spending willy-nilly, something else is happening within me. And thank you to I don't know, stuff is happening. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And so making myself get on these calls on Friday, some other stuff that I'm doing in my life is saying it is time to make some changes. And like you said, Chastity, it's about action. It's not just about talking and thinking about it. It's about being about it.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Deborah. I love it. Even just $5 every Monday, it's about the action. It's the feeling that we all get. It's the feeling. And I think that's the part that is exciting, because once you start getting that feeling, do you hear her voice and how excited she was? The boy was avoiding us on Friday. Now she over here forcing herself, and she's excited about the money game and seeing how much more she could save. So congrats to you, Deborah. Congrats to you. Awesome. Mommy, I know you was coming in. Happy Friday to you. You still on mute? Maybe she decided not to talk. Did you still want to come in, Mom? Yeah, I thought that was really amazing, though, because even if you just start off with the $5 a week, like I said, I was only able to do, in the beginning, $25 to pay because I swore I was not going to have enough gas money to get to work if I gave up that $25. I made an excuse about everything, that something was going to happen. I just remember it just so clearly where my mind was at. And I remember the challenge that I was faced with as I looked at my manager Jason's account, that even though it was, you know, money on paper, you know, It didn't matter. I was engrossed with the fact that I wanted to have those same figures in an account of mine at some point in my life. So I had to figure out a way to get past that $25 every 2 weeks. So I think that's awesome. I think that's really awesome with everyone just confessing about their process and moving up from not listening on Fridays to listening on Fridays and then making that part of your commitment. And then the next action step is even trying it in your own life. And then I think the dopest part is just your own reflection, just looking back to where you've come from and why we hold ourselves back for so long. So I think all of those steps are what really makes us go to the next level.
Wow. I have a savings app that I want to call me.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. I don't know if my phone was on mute or what. You guys didn't hear me.
No, we didn't. That's why I just kept on telling another story, Mommy. I was like, I know you wasn't, you know. But happy Friday, Mommy.
Thank you. Thank you. And feeling so much better this morning. I had such an episode yesterday. But thank God this morning I'm up and I'm feeling better. But I did do some reflection as you girls was talking this morning and the changes that I committed to make. And just looking back over the time that we've done this book, there's been some significant change. I told you all about the first part back in October, letting all credit cards go, cutting them up, getting them paid off. Okay, I did that. I'm there. I'm proud of myself. I took the action. The next thing that I challenged myself was to take $500 and open up a savings account aside from the bank account that I usually use. I decided to use a whole nother financial institution. So that within itself and being able to pay myself in that account and not have any destination for that money other than to build savings there. That was a significant change for me because I was one of those persons, even at this age, still living from check to check. And I'm not embarrassed to tell it. I did the things that I want to do. I lived the life I wanted to live. I lived out my money. I really did. But this book changed that for me. And the next thing I wanted to share with you all was even though I'm a union worker and I'm a caseworker for Cuyahoga County, I went in and asked for a $10,000 raise. And I just heard from the people yesterday. And some people, you got a lot of nerves to walk up and ask somebody. Well, even the director said that himself. He never heard someone with the gumption to just walk up and ask for that type of money. Well, I did it. And I'm looking to have a positive feedback upon my return to work. He finally answered me yesterday. So I'm excited to get back and see what comes of that. But this book have really, if you do the work, it'll work for you, everybody. You got to trust it, trust the process, and most of all, trust yourself. Happy Friday.
Oh, wow. Such a blessing, Mother.
I just want to say, no matter what the outcome is, just to have the courage to do it is a step in the right direction. So I'm toasting up the champagne life to you, Mama.
Yes, God. And I remember the chapter we were going over, and we talked right after that. And she was like, yeah, so I decided that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and this is what's going to happen. I was like, oh, wow. That's what you got out of the chapter this morning? Yeah, that's what I got out of it, and that's what I'm about to do. I'll talk to you later. I was like, well, praise God.
Go, Mama, go.
Yes, I think it's really amazing, and it really does build to the testament of things in life really do work if you work it. You just have to, number one, believe in yourself. And really do have the commitment to yourself, the process, and take the steps. Take the actionable steps that you can, whether it's $5 a week, whether it's $1 a week, family. It's just about the action. It's just getting started. Just getting started. Because if all you have is $1 a week, my God, start there, praying over it, talking about it, seeing how that feels. Building that part up. And then after that, even just looking at the reflection, talking about how it feels, the different things that you had to go through in your own personal experience to get to that point. I mean, because we're all overcoming the same fear and anxiety and the thing of the deservability that we do deserve it, right? However, we all have different milestones, or we all have a different part of the process that we have to go through. So some of us are able to put $500 in the account and build it from there. Some of us may have more limited income, right? So you're like, yo, I don't have $500. That's half of my retirement income. I can't do that. That's fine. Do $1 a week. Do $2 a week. Build from there until you're at $5 a week. And don't be a pessimist and say, Chastity, what is that? It's about the action, family. It's the action of it all. It's action. It's getting started. It's seeing what that part feels like. Because I know, like, Janine, you and I, you introduced me to T. Harv Eker and the Millionaire Mind Intensive workshop. And those were some of the things that they just talked about. It's just doing it, right? Just putting money in these different jars. And he had like 1,000 jars up there, right? It wasn't that pretty, but he had a lot of different jars. But it was just the action step, just doing it, just doing it. Because once you set that part off in your brain, you get excited and you want to do it again and you want to do more and more and more. So it just encouraging us all just to really live in that moment and really making those steps and just really diving out of our comfort zone. Did anyone else have anything else they wanted to share before we talked about our book for in the next few weeks that we'll be picking up?
Good morning, good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yay. Fill my account Friday. How about that? Fill it up.
I know, that's right.
Fill it up.
Fill it up.
Well, I just thank you all for the book. It has been awesome. I've been sharing it with my children. I've been sharing it with my best friend, and I see so much growth. One of the things I get excited about is that I also opened up an account at a total different bank, because I was doing the put the money from your savings, from your check to your savings. But as soon as my other account would get low, it would just shoop, pull it on over. So I wasn't saving a doggone thing. I was intentional about saving and putting it in a totally different account with a Christian bank, actually. And, you know, glory be to God, I've never been with a bank that says set this goal, and if you keep to this goal, we're going to give you a bonus. I got a bonus extra $10 because I am faithful and putting my money in, like I said, every – who does that? Thriving Bank. I was so excited. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, God, look at this, look at this. And every time I see that balance, I get happy because, yeah, it's I give $50 a month, but I'm actually seeing it grow. And it's not going, or it's just growing and growing. And then they bless me with a bonus because I'm doing it. What? So that's been awesome. I've been, I have to get articles all the time for the school board members and send them out. So I look at the paper, but now I'm always looking at interesting articles about finances and all this. So yesterday I ran across an article about a 30-year-old who is now a millionaire because he got sick and tired. He wanted to go get a burger or something, and he looked at his account. He only had $2.70, and he couldn't afford what he wanted. And then he made up his mind, I don't want to live this way. And now this 30-year-old is a millionaire because he changed his habits and he changed his mindset of how he did things. You know, I made copies of that article. Then I wrote letters to my children, and bam, the rest is history. I'm like, thank you for having that consciousness. So now I want to go to the next level. I'm looking for investment places to invest. So that's the next thing on the radar, investing, investing, investing. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Kyle, you talking about the one that was in the sunshine?
Uh-huh.
You talking about Gerald Gary. You know we working with him. He just bought the Regal Theater, and you can invest $1,000 into the Regal Theater, and you get X amount of interest back. We've been working with him. Actually, I'll be bringing him on the line. I've been meeting with him every week. Yes.
Awesome.
He's from the south
awesome.
Side of Chicago. He's from 77th and
south
Evans.
South side? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear about, you know, all the positive things still going on in Chicago. I'm just saying, there's so much going on in positive. Hey, so I'm going to say it loud, say it proud. We're doing it here.
Yeah, he's going to be coming on the line. We're going to be doing the interview with him.
Thank you. I look
nice.
Forward to that.
He does the private equity
awesome.
Investment.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, yes.
Look at that, Janine. Look at that. Just continuing to grow.
Yes, yes.
I love it. Yes.
That's Mr. Gerald Gary.
You said what?
I was just saying his name is Gerald Gary.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, well, we can keep it moving.
So, yes. So so we are a little bit, actually past the top of the hour. I wanted us to be able to get everyone geared up for our next book that we were going to get ready to cover, which is actually a book by you all, that you, well, not by you all, but from the Love Journey suggestion box. And this was actually Abundance Now, a book by Lisa Nichols. Abundance Now is about amplifying your life and achieving prosperity now. So I know we have been talking about investments and different things like that, and some of us are really ready to start talking about some investments, but I think collectively as a team, collectively as a family, collectively, there's a little bit more that I think energetically we all can do to help us all move to that higher level. And I think that this was just really a perfect book to continue to help us with creating abundance in our careers, relationships, self, and finance while creating a legacy for others to follow. Okay? So that's really what Abundance Now is really about, is in personal transformation. Some of the things that she talks about in this book is focusing on the four areas of our life, which is enrichment, enchantment, engagement, and endowment. And just really helping us reject scarcity, embrace abundance for today. So it's rejecting scarcity and embracing abundance for today. So I'm super excited about it, guys. The book actually goes for $16.55. But right now I'm on Amazon this morning, and it's actually only $9.44. And even if you're not sold enough that you want to do that, go rent it from the library or one of those other websites. My mom is real good at finding different websites. I can't remember the name of it. I never commit certain things to memory. I'm just really good at utilizing resources, and I probably should try to commit more things to memory. But so I'm really excited about our new book, Janine, Abundance Now. It's a book by Lisa Nichols, Abundance Now. She looks super cute on the front of the cover. She looks like she has on, like, my navy colors, a striped blue and white shirt with a navy blue skirt. So it's Abundance Now, amplifying your life and achieve prosperity today. So I'm excited about that. That will be the book that we'll be preparing to cover in the next few weeks. We'll finish up on our book next week with Overcoming Under Earning. And then I really wanted us to really be able to lay some groundwork. Everyone really bring your testimonies to the front of the page in the next couple of weeks. Not just your testimonies, guys. Don't just get on here talking about how good God is. I mean, that's dope, right? But we really want to talk about
how awesome us applying the work, because that's really what this is about, us really applying the work, applying what we're talking about, how it has changed not only our lives, but let's say our children's lives, our grandchildren were able to start seeing some things. Let's talk about those things. Let's talk about those savings accounts that are being opened, whether it's a Christian bank, whether it's just a regular credit union. You know, what are those things looking like in your lives? Have you put in for another promotion? Have you started another part of your business? Due to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, I really want us to really explore those different things, really talk about those things, whether it's indicative of where we're at in the conclusion of the book or not. Start preparing your mind in the next few weeks, because we will open up the platform for an entire Friday for us to really dive in and listen to those things. And just absorb that, because I think it's amazing. It's really amazing. And I'm really, really, really grateful for the growth that has happened on this call since we started Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I remember the resistance level. I remember a lot of people would not come to the line. So I thank God for even my sister Deborah bringing it up this morning, like, yo, I listen Monday through Thursday, but Friday, I wasn't about to deal with that with y'all. And it's okay, because a lot of people were like that. So if you think it was just you, baby, I promise it was not. It was probably a lot of you, right? I don't want to put the statistic numbers out there. Janine is the one who handles the switchboard, but it's a lot. So I just think it's awesome to go from that to, you know what, let's show up. Let me just listen. And even if you're just in that place of listening and reflecting and you haven't really made the full commitment, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what it takes to really make that commitment, and not even the action steps. So we're all in different processes, and so I just really want us to gear our minds up for that part, because in the next 2 weeks, I really, really, really want us to talk about it. Next week, we're going to finish the book out strong. We're going to finish it out. But then after that, I really want us to prepare those stories, those juicy stories that you've been holding in, that you feel like, oh, my God, I really want to say this, but I don't. And for the people who don't talk on the call, who come on here every single week, listen, bless y'all. I love y'all. I get your text messages. I appreciate it. I appreciate your Facebook messages, all those great things. But I really want other people to hear your voices, too. So they know that we're not just making this up about these text messages or anything else like that. To hear your voice, to hear your energy, right? Because that's the whole point of it, is like, and Janine, not to step on your toes, it's just like Janine really took a leap of faith, right? Like if you've been on this call for a length of time, you have to understand, and why I'm so passionate about it is because Janine took a leap of faith. We were doing Praise Report Fridays for God knows how long, right, since maybe the love journey started. And for her to trust the universe and trust this part of the process and switch things up in talking about and introducing this part, right, and a lot of people not wanting to do it, and a lot of you all that have known her way longer in the resistance level, and for her to still push through, I think it'll be a great way to not only end this part of the book, but get ready for abundance now and opening this segue up in spring where things grow and manifest. Janine's birthday month, and really just giving homage to our great leader, to ourselves, for our own progress on this call, of just moving out of our own way instead of just getting on the line and saying, praise God for Friday, and praise God I got a brand new lamp, and praise God for this. But no, I got out of my own way. I was able to put $500 in that account. I was able to do this. I was able to ask for more money. I'm able to show up on a planet greater. And because of that, I can donate more money to domestic violence. I can get my book published. I can give more to my local church. I can give more to the love journey, or whatever your story is. So I just really want us to gear up for that. I just really want us to put that out in the ethers and just let you guys know what the agenda is for the next few weeks. Next week, we're definitely going to wrap this completely up, but I really want you to start looking at the different things of in the book that you've applied along the journey, And if you haven't started applying it, listen, we're going to have a bang-up week next week. We're going to actually start it out a little bit earlier if we can, and we're going to bang it all the way out. So if you have not done anything, start taking some notes next week so you'll have something to contribute in the following week, right? So we really can talk about that because I've seen the growth. I feel the growth. I feel your energy. I love the responses. I love the text messages. I love the support and the way everyone is thinking. So, again, the name of the book is Abundance Now that we'll be going to. Next, it is Lisa Nixon. So, Love Journey, I'm super excited about this journey with you. I couldn't have chose a better group of people to do this experience with and to share this part of my life with. So, again, if you have any questions or any insurance needs, definitely reach out to me. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I am on every social media platform. It's Chastity Wood 1, T-C-H-A-S-I-T-Y-A Wells. And my contact number is 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600.
All right. Thank you so much. Wow. It just seems like time is going by. We almost through with Barbara Stanley, Overcoming Under Earning. Wow. This one was a very emotional book. It took you on a roller coaster ride. And it's interesting. I heard Deborah say she read it once before. I didn't want to take up too much time, but I was wondering how she felt from the first time she read it to this time reading it. Because I know it was a different experience for me, being in a different place, looking at things differently. And I'll probably pick it up again the next time and probably get something different out of it. But I just want to thank the opportunity for picking this book back up again and looking at it from a different perspective. Because the first time I read the book, I was working a job, and it was okay going there. You know, I was like, Mama, I need me a $10,000 raise. So I was working, and I had all my statistics. But when you sitting down saying to a person, they're not thinking about your statistics. They're thinking about their budget because it's an investment in themselves. And you have to let them know your value and also let them know it's an investment. So it's almost like, wow. So, and then what you realize, too, is that you're attracting yourself. You know, when you attract customers, you're really magnetizing yourself. You're magnetizing people who have a similar thought process like you. So if you're thinking, oh, well, I can't pay that, then you're thinking, where are my stingy thoughts at? Where are my thoughts where I'm not this at? And so that was what I looked at, you know, the type of clientele that I was magnetizing. So it's about moving yourself into the place where it's, as far as an entrepreneur, you know, moving myself into a place where I'm magnetizing another level of customer, where they see the value and they see the that it's an investment in themselves, and also recognizing that in their scheme of things, the support that you get is so valued. So it's really a lot of working on yourself. Every client I get, it's interesting because I do the work with them and I grow with them, and it's so exciting. And I have a young 21-year-old right now who I am just loving, and he is just so amazing. And I was just thinking about him this morning. I tell you, this book has really upped my game in how I value what I send out, you know what I'm saying? And so now I'm reevaluating how I'm doing everything in terms of my paperwork and organizing and legalizing. So it's just so cool. Thank you so much, Barbara Stanley, for writing this book, Overcoming Under Earning. And one of T. Harv Eker's famous statements is, how you do anything is how you do everything. It's interesting. I went back listening to The Love Journey, and one of the ones I listened to was S. Ali Myers was on here, and he was talking about a poverty consciousness. He said, well, people think when we have lack of money, that's the only thing that reminds us of a poverty consciousness. But when we lack anything, and the way he broke it down, like, wow, we don't think about the fact when we in a want. Basically what he was saying, anytime you in a want for something, a want of a relationship, a want of a new car, a want of something, and you're not allowing, he said, you're in a poverty consciousness. I was like, whoa. I had to re-listen to that, and he broke it down. So I had to redo my often messing around, re-listening to The Love Journey. But okay, I'm just probably going all over the place, but I just want to thank you for tuning in to the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I want to thank Chastity A. Wells and send lots of love to her mom, Miss Wells. Grateful she feels good today. It's always good when you can wake up saying, I feel good, you know. So thank God for the blessings that he poured upon Miss Wells to wake up feeling good today. Oh, wow. It was great to hear your voice, Deborah. You lent a lot to think about. Another thing, she's talked about a stash app. Think about that. I have an app I use. It's called Acorn, but it only uses the change. So it rounds up whatever I spend. So if I circulate $24.02, then it takes the other 98 cents and put it in an account every day. So before you know it, and then I also add $20 a week into it. So one day I went to just look because I hadn't even looked in it because, you know, sometimes I look up, they're taking $5, $7 or whatever. And one day I looked up, after so many months, it was almost $500 in there because it also earns 4% interest. So it's a really good little app. I love it, love it, love it, love it. All right, family, I want to thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey today, reminding you that our new book is Lisa Nichols, Abundance Now, reminding you that your life is a gift from God. And as we move through life this weekend, I want to remind you that when we remember that no matter what we do in life, source, God is our source. So I also want to entice you to sit still and hear the direction of how to get your money flowing. Because God really is the source of all things, relationships, money, anything you desire, great health. God is the source. So remember to choose love. Love is a choice. Remember not to just dream, but live your God-sized dreams because it takes action to live your God-sized dream. And even if you don't see the provision, you know God wouldn't give you a vision without the provision. So I just want you to know that today. And family, Monday we will be a tribute to Emir on Monday to bless his kidneys. So Arlene Cahead is going to come. I'm going to play Dr. Michael Beckwith to remind us of the PP prayer to help to remind us of those. There's quite a few people that's on the line, interesting enough, that are experiencing similar processes. So it'll be Emir and some other people, a couple of ladies from North Carolina who will be blessed with this experience. It's a health experience. So I want you to come on, and I want you to hold all the people who are experiencing this kidney process in light. We're going to be holding Emir in the light. And every time we go to the bathroom, we're going to be reciting the thank you prayer of being able to release in the toilet through urinating and opening our kidney and realizing that it is a blessing to have kidneys that are functioning in this whole, perfect, and complete, which means that we will be seeing Emir's kidneys perfect, whole, and complete. This will happen on Monday. Please come and hold Emir in the light, family, and support. And if you can't be here, then just hold Emir in the light anyway, and all those who will also be supported in that process. All right, I want to thank you for coming to The Love Journey, reminding you that you are a gift again. You are God's greatest miracle on the planet. This is the Champagne Life family. Oh, before I go, I want to remind you, Tony Robbins is here in Chicago, right here in Chicago on Sunday. And if you have not got any tickets, guess what? They got some tickets on sale on Groupon for $39. Some of us paid $100 for our tickets. Some paid $189, $400, and they got some Groupon tickets. You don't want to miss this Wealth Summit with Tony Robbins right here in Chicago, y'all. All right, if you want to go, get your tickets, get your tickets, get your tickets. Tony Robbins, Wealth Summit, Sunday. All right, family. Champagne Life, Neo.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say?
Started off sexy, y'all.
And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the Champagne Life. where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life and it's living. Like every day is my birthday, know what I'm feeling. Can reserve the time, not that's where I'm sitting. Me and my friends in about 6 minutes independent. And my attitude's so chill and so crazy. And my designer suits, I make them so easy. Sexy baby. Act like you don't see me. Baby, I know you see me. It's all about this.
Champagne life, sexier than a regular clap. Oh, it's a party, reserved for top notch. Let's bring it back.
Oh, said it's all about this.
Wow, wow, wow. Have a love-filled, amazing weekend, family.